USA Radio News.
Rain is falling in Northern California, which is helping provide relief to the firefighters battling the deadly campfire. The storms have the potential of bringing anywhere from 3 to 6 inches of rain. Cal Fire Chief Ken Pimlott does say the search will go on, though, for the nearly 800 that are still missing.
There are hundreds of law enforcement and search and rescue personnel that will continue this effort. This is critical. It's an incredibly critically important component to try to recover these individuals.
Airports across the country are jammed with holiday travelers. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky speaks to an extremely busy SkyCap who tries to stay upbeat at Hartsfield-Jackson International in Atlanta.
What's the mood of most of the people you're taking care of?
Very frantic. They having meltdowns everywhere.
Deontay, a super friendly SkyCap here at Southwest, busy helping customers in all moods with their luggage and boarding passes.
This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The wait is finally over. Dell's biggest Black Friday ever is on. Save up to 50% on Black Friday deals, plus get free shipping on everything. With massive deals on Dell computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, the hottest gaming gear, and savings on top brand electronics like Samsung TVs, it's the one sale of the year you don't want to miss. Just call 800-BUY-DELL or visit Dell.com/Black Friday. Quantities are limited. Call 800-BUY-DELL for more Black Friday deals.
America's seen a jobless claim jump. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Economists expected to see around 215,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week when the Labor Department says, in fact, 224,000 workers did. That's the highest level since June. It's more than 5,000 than the prior week, and it's also a four-month high. However, economists say there's no need for concern. They note that the unemployment rate remains at a historically low level, as do the number of first-time filings for benefits.
AAA estimates at least 54 million Americans are traveling at least 50 miles from home for the holiday, the highest in 13 years. The CDC is telling people to throw away any romaine lettuce they may have due to a possible E. coli outbreak across the country. The source of the outbreak has not yet been identified, although they're saying it's not the same source that we had earlier in the year regarding romaine lettuce and E. coli. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Social media connects us in ways that we never thought were possible, bringing our day-to-day activities to the forefront to our virtual community. But are those relationships healthy, and are they as authentic as being with a real person sitting down and having a cup of coffee? I had a chance to chat with Leo Battari. He's author of a book titled What Can Anyone Do? And one of the things I asked him was, when we surround ourselves with people, how that's changed now due to social media.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great question. First of all, we have the ability to block and ignore and shut people out that we don't believe are a good influence and we don't want as part of our social media circle. But on the other hand, we see a lot of people out there who are being very generous in terms of the content they're delivering, the comments they may leave. And I think engaging with those folks, first of all, in providing some of your own content, posting and talking about your own views, on business or leadership or whatever the topic may happen to be. And then also reading the work of others, learning from others, being open to understand as opposed to always judge. And I think if we start opening our minds and being open to a lot of different things out there, we can learn a lot and we can start connecting with people who can really make our lives richer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.